91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill.
Dropkick Murphys, that's an interesting way to start off some unscheduled radio. But hey, is this mic on? Yeah, I guess it is. I'm not hearing myself from my headphones. That's weird. Oh, there it is. Hey, unscheduled radio, unscheduled Chuck. And we'll figure something out because the walk sign is on.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
Yeah, the walk sign is on. The CD I put in doesn't work. But this is Dead Man Phil in Medford, and we'll make things happen for you. One way or another.
There's no fortune cookie. Maybe there's a recipe. Maybe I should learn to read Chinese. Hoping there's a clue inside, so please don't tease and please don't try to placate with a platitude. Being nondescript and vague's just rude. Like, enjoy yourself while you can. Believe in miracles. Could you be more specific? The date and minute of our rendezvous would be terrific. Fortune cookie, fortune cookie, fortune cookie. Maybe you don't understand. I am looking for a single man. Someone with a little gray who has a job and isn't gay. Fortune cookie, fortune cookie, tell me what you see. Fortune cookie, fortune cookie, please.
Well, there you go. A couple of fortune cookies with your dessert. A new song from Anna Finnegan from her new CD, Roses and Victory, Fortune Cookie. Before that, we heard last year's Fortune Cookie from Shonen Knife from their 2015 CD, Overdrive. I'm Chuck. This is Walk Sign Is On, I guess is a good name for the show. Foot the Walk, it's an hour that's not really in existence in the schedule. And I've done it before. I'm here doing it again. I was down at Johnny D's earlier today for the Chandler Travis Orchestra Extravaganza, the next to the last night of Johnny D's in existence. And I did a lot of recording down there. And we'll hear a report from that event in the last 10 minutes of this hour, which will lead very nicely into Belinda, because she's actually a part of the report. And I know she loves Chandler Travis as well, which is why she was there too. But that's Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that's coming up a little bit later. In the meantime, let's do a pseudo-public service announcement here at WMFO in Medford.
Time. We're gonna talk about time. Yeah. We're gonna talk all about T-I-M-E. Yeah. Time. Once time was quantity untold, just there to try my patience. But time has turned since I've grown old and altered our relations. It started as my lifelong mate, albeit quite a bore. Big lump on which I had to wait, no, will there be more time? Time. Time. Time.
You are not a victim. You just scream with boredom. You are not evicting time.
Time. 'Twas time I figured for a fool, time I used to curse. Not knowing time is nature's tool to school the universe. Time put a twinkle in my eye, assured me I was cute. Then played the maiden flitting by with me in hot pursuit. Time, yeah, time, baby. Time. With time I grew more wise and strong, and as I hit my stride, time brought experience along to serve me as my guide. Experience, it was in fact that led me to the truth by taking me behind time's back to view my dying youth. Time. Time.
night, baby.
That's our way of giving you a public service announcement, letting you know you have to push your clocks ahead tonight. A whole time collage mix that I did many years ago, and it's slipping into the future. So in light of the plague of the future, here's Grant Peoples from his new CD. What is the name of his new CD? A Congress of Treason.
Out of the plague, I can see things now more clearly. I'm letting people in that I had never once let near me. I'm breathing much more easy and express myself more deeply. In light of the plague, my look on life has changed completely. So in light of the plague, I've been writing lots of letters. I've been telling everybody just exactly what I think about them. No time to waste, I know it's now or never. Yeah, in light of the plague, I gotta get my shit together. All my papers are in order, got the phone on my computer. I got all my things arranged so I don't seem like such a loser. Yeah, my legacy is solid, cause the past is down the sewer. In light of the plague, it is all about the future.
All about the future.
In light of the plague, I am looking out for symptoms, so it's a little late to go and get a vaccination. Made a promise to myself I wouldn't sink into depression. In light of the plague, I would just accept the situation. All my papers are in order, got the phone off my computer. I got all my things arranged so I don't seem like such a loser. Yeah, my legacy is solid, cause the past is down the sewer. In light of the plague, it is all about the future.
All about the future.
Exposed to the virus, who we need to quarantine and who we need to keep beside us. It's a crazy kind of thing and there's no doubt that it's a crisis. In light of the plague, everybody's feeling righteous.
Righteous.
My papers are in order, got the phone off my computer. I got all my things arranged so I don't seem like such a loser. Yeah, my legacy is solid, the past is down the sewer. In light of the plague, everything's about the future.
About the future.
Hieroglyphic. future know best. And when you're in love, you don't have to ask. There's never enough time to hold love in your grasp. Turning time around, what love is. Turning time around, yes, that is what love is. My time is your time when you're in love, and time is what you never have enough of. You can't see or hold it. It's exactly like love. Turning time around. 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 Gotta have it. I got to have it. Turning time around. Got to have it. Turning time around.
You know, I bet he could turn time around. If he could, he would. Once again, a reminder, we'll have to turn time ahead an hour in a few hours. But between now and then, we have Bubbles in the Think Tank coming your way in just a half hour or so from now, which will take you to that turning time ahead point. That was Lou Reed from Laurie Anderson's new CD, Heart of a Dog. She ends her CD with a track from him. Which makes sense when you think about it. She is... his widow. Is that the way you word it? And before that, we heard Grant Peoples' new CD, a track from his new CD. The CD is called A Congress of Treason. We heard In the Light of the Plague, and a weird time mix before all that. George Martin behind me right now. He passed away earlier this week. The man behind the Beatles, did all the orchestration and arrangements. And this is his tune, Pepperland, from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. Searching our Rivendell playlist here, I found Les Claypool, who asked the question, what would Sir John Martin do? So, I'm curious to know that. So, let's hear that. Here at WMFO in Medford.
Sir George Martin, Sir George Martin, Sir George Martin. ATM was broken where I went. The Grange Hotel reluctantly advanced me on the Amex, but then they billed me 20%. It's times like these I tend to get overly assertive. Why can't I be just like my mother always told me to be?
The very first record we issued was Love Me Do. Second record we issued was Please Please Me, which was only arrived at after much doubt on my part whether they could ever write a hit song. From that moment onwards, they blossomed. They became wonderful songwriters. But before they showed evidence of that, I still had to have an album out. And so what I did was, I'd been up to the Cavern and I'd seen what they could do. I knew their repertoire, I knew what they were able to perform. And I said, let's record every song you got. Come down to the studios and we'll just whistle through them in a day.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise?
is not to tell.
Next one is it is a Paul song. He wrote it. He didn't have all of it, so he asked his buddy John to finish it, which he did, of course. He was good at that. And Miss Ruby, it just goes nuts out into the stratosphere on this vocal.
Well, no more than Sir Paul. So.
I got a feeling deep inside. Oh no. Oh no, I got a feeling I can't hide. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. To miss the train, oh yeah, oh yeah. And if you leave me, I won't be late again. Oh no, oh no. Keeps me on my toes. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I got a feeling I think that everybody knows. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I got a feeling, hey.
Everybody had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody let the air down. Everybody pulled their song. Who knows what they did?
Oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the foot down.
ocean. Well, my friend, it's gonna have to bend. I'm here to tell you about the destruction of all the evil. It will have to end. To stay alive.
She's really flying away at the end there. Nina Simone, taking some liberties and covering the Beatles' Revolution. Although she added some of her own words to that, but it was still basically that song. Before that, we heard from Bird Mancini, recorded live in a club in Cambridge back in 2008 with their take on I Got a Feeling. We heard from the Beatles themselves doing Do You Want to Know a Secret, and some comments from George Martin talking about recording the Beatles in the early days. And Les Claypool started that set off with What Would Sir George Martin Do? And he had an interesting take on that. As long as we got to Revolution there by Nina Simone, it's time to get a little political. I got a new song here from David Rovix, topical singer of our time. He's the Phil Oakes of modern days. And he was just in town yesterday, performing at the Community Church of Boston. I took the liberty of recording his show. And here is a song he did called If Clinton Was Progressive. It's an amusing diddly about her. Tongue in cheek, for sure.
It's election time again, and the battle's pretty tight. On the left is Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump is on the right. On the Democratic ticket, there's a struggle for the base, and Hillary is showing her most progressive face. She says we know she's an outsider because she is female, but if Clinton's a progressive, then I'm a killer whale. She'll take on the banks, she says, if we let her run the nation. But this is the woman who voted for deregulation. Now she says the TPP should be summarily aborted. But every trade deal heretofore, she's actively supported. If she felt that way before, then why wait so long to tell us? If Clinton's a progressive, then I'm Wynton Marsalis. Service to the people has always been her mission. That's why she's always striven to send so many of them to prison. She lobbied for the crime bill. She lobbied to gut welfare. Now she emerges from her mansion to pretend she really cares. I guess she figures if she lies enough, folks will eventually believe her. But if Clinton's a progressive, then I'm a golden retriever. If I were a gambler, I'd bet you my John Thomas that this deceptive...
Oh boy, am I a space shot tonight, huh? Well, let's see, we were around here in the song. My apologies.
Marcellus. Service to the people has always been her mission. That's why she's always striven to send so many of them to prison. She lobbied for the crime bill. She lobbied to gut welfare. Now she emerges from her mansion to pretend she really cares. I guess she figures if she lies enough, folks will eventually believe her. But if Clinton's a progressive, then I'm a golden retriever. If I were a gambler, I'd bet you my John Thomas that this deceptive politician will go back on every promise. I'd love to elect a woman, but not just anybody's daughter. Though I'd happily vote for Cynthia McKinney or Maxine Waters. But I'll be damned if I must choose between two more plutocrats. If Clinton's a progressive, then I am Bill the Cat.
All right. Thank you, David Rubix. My apologies for the technical screw-up, but that's just me. We'll go to our closing rites of Johnny D's right now, and that'll take us right into blended time. So stay tuned. This is WMFO in Medford. It was a bittersweet, fun evening of dancing and music at Johnny D's in Davis Square. Johnny D's always provided an eclectic mix of fine local and national entertainment. Sadly, this is their last weekend in existence. The club was packed, as to celebrate the last weekend, they have free admission. The Chandler Travis Orchestra had the dance floor grooving.
There is a town around old Boston Bay.
Thank you, thank you very much.
A place where time and life stand still. Yes, come watch nature on display. It's always free of charge. Anyway, it is right here in Somerville. City center there is filled with streets.
Hi there, this is Mr. Kurt. I'm a local musician. I've played here. I've been coming here for decades. I love the room, one of the best rooms in Boston ever. Because of the proximity to the band, just the naturalness of the place. Very sweet people. Always, what a great thing. Too bad time moves on and places have to close. So a tip of the hat to Kyle, her whole family, for years and years of wonderful service to the musical community of Boston. It can't get any better than that.
Miss Donna, I've been coming to Johnny D's for the music and the food for like 30 years. I love it. Thanks. Sorry to see it go.
I'm Mandy from Johnny D's, and I'm a server here. I love it. It's
fun time almost every night. Love it. Sad to see it to go.
Thank you. How long have you worked here?
Since September. I haven't been one of the long members, but I see how everybody loves each other, and everybody here is a unique, interesting, great, hardworking individual.
You gonna miss it?
Oh, I'm definitely gonna miss it. I've cried because I was gonna miss this place so much.
I'm Nancy Gates. I've been coming to Johnny D's since probably 82 or 3 or 4. I don't know exactly, but in the early 80s. And I love this place, and I've heard the most incredible music here, and I met the love of my life here, and he's now gone. So it's even more tragic for me that this club is closing, because part of my life and that chapter of my life closes because he's now gone too, and they're gone. So it's where I met my friend Ron, who I love dearly, and we danced here. We danced here a lot, so I'm going to miss it.
I'm David Smith. I'm a music fan, and I love Johnny D's. I'm really brokenhearted it's closing, but it's been one of the best live music venues in this city for as long as I've lived here, which has been about 35 years. So I'm sorry to see it go. I hope everybody goes on to bigger and better things. Oh, it's hard to believe there's anything bigger and better than Johnny D's.
A special moment in the evening was when Chandler Travis called Johnny D's owner, Carla, on stage to present her with a unique present.
Let's hear it for Carla. Come on now. I'd like to give you this. Our heartfelt gift is from the entire Philharmonic. We all chipped in to get you this. I hope you'll enjoy it and always use it.
Yes.
And have a good time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and open it up.
It's G-rated and all.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Go for it.
Right. Have this specially made. I had to send off.
He says, hold on a second. It's this way, isn't it?
We love you, darling.
Says, we love you, darling. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's the chopsticks you've always wanted. embroidered with your name and the Philharmonic. Thank you so much for all these years.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you so much. It's so much fun.
Thank you.
That's it for Carla. Come on now.
If you're confused, I believe they're actually engraved, not embroidered.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Hard to embroider stuff.
Yeah. Engraved.
Engraved.
Right.
What'd you say on the actual chopsticks?
Can you tell?
Kyla's trying so hard. We're having these meetings about what stuff we could get for promo for the cavalcades. And Carla, we really wanted us to get 1,000 chopsticks.
Yeah, there you go.
And even after the event happened already, she was going, you know, we should still get those chopsticks. There you go, kiddo. Yeah. Thank you so much for all these years.
How do you feel about that?
It's a great inside joke between me and Chandler, and he loves to embarrass me, and I'm going to get him back one of these days.
I'm Belinda from Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I knew about Johnny D's for years and years and never got to come here as I was on the NRBQ listserv. And would see all the shows that would happen at Johnny D's. And I had all kinds of great recordings from here, and I was so excited when I finally got to come here for the first time. And then I got to be lucky enough to work at all the cavalcades for about the past 5 years or so. So it's been a wonderful time with Johnny D's. And the only thing Chandler Travis didn't do tonight that I really wanted him to do on the last night was to do the Johnny D's gift certificate song. Because it's the only song I know of that was written about Johnny D's.
This club means a lot to us, it really does, and, you know. So this one's for all the folks over the years.
Yeah.
So we say goodbye to you, my friend. We pray each day we'll find a way to say goodbye again. Hope that you will find a place that gives you peace of mind till you return.
that Johnny D's is really one of the only clubs in Boston that we could actually get to hire us.
Was!
We finally tricked some other club into it. We're going to do one show a month at the Midway, and JP, who have always supported us too, and we love the Midway. So let's hear for those guys.
Ken Field, saxophone player with Chandler Travers Philharmonic today, and Carla's beautiful person. She did her contribution to the community for so many years, and her family did as well. And it's time for her to take a rest, and that's worthy and deserved, but we'll miss it.
Chandler Travers Philharmonic. Johnny D's is a club in Boston that technically has been open for a long time and now won't be. We actually kind of like it.
That it won't be open?
No. We liked it better when it was open. Although, we're willing to give it not being open a chance, but I can't see how that's going to do anything other than suck. It's time for our last song at Johnny D's. And I was so going to do flute thing.
And with that, Chandler Travers finished their set. One more great evening in a string of over 30 years of great evenings. We thank you, Johnny D's. For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Rosina, dancing and recording at Johnny D's.
So, you're walking out, huh? You're planning on leaving all this behind. Jesus. All this splendor, all this magic. Carla, you got bigger things to fry? Oh. Don't look back.